Scientists say it takes 25 years from benchtop to bedside to develop a new drug. Chemistry and bioengineering assistant professor Kristen Comfort is looking to shorten that with the development of a new cellular model to test them. She says it could subtract a lot of time.
Potentially years if we could find that right drug right away.
The University of Dayton researcher has won a prestigious 5-year National Science Foundation grant to build a cellular model that acts more like a human body. Current models are 2-dimensional. She will build one that's 3-dimensional.
So big picture where this would fit in is we can use this enhanced model to, again, pick out our best chances of therapeutics. And then once we find a couple of those, send them forward in the process to animal models and then eventually to the clinical studies.
Here's how Comfort's going to do it. She will use carbon fibers to create a disc-like environment, and the cells can go into that disc, creating something that's more like a tissue. Then she will use this pump. To push fluid through the cells as if they were flowing through the body. And then she will grow 3 or 4 cell models together and see how they interact. For example, one model will use lung, liver, and skin components to replicate how people inhale a material. Another model could replicate an immune system. She'll watch for signs.
If one cell picks up on a nanomaterial that I'm using or a drug therapeutic, if it sends out a signal, and it's what we call signaling and crosstalk, can it talk to another cell and say, hey, this is good or this is bad, and trigger something in another cell?
The environment the cells are potentially communicating in is very small. The nanoparticles are smaller than a wavelength and have biomedical applications.
So cancer therapeutics, bioimaging, drug delivery, but we need to know, and the questions I'm asking with this proposal is, what happens to these particles in the body? Where do they go? And with the multicellular, multi-compartment model, we can track their progress throughout.
The challenge is to get the drugs to where they need to go. She will focus on cancer and autoimmune drugs, which are especially difficult since those diseases are different in each person. Many of the cellular models testing potential drugs fall apart when expanding them from a simple cell system to a large animal system. She says if there are 20 different drugs, this model can help identify which one can be delivered to a target at high enough concentrations to be both effective and safe.
And I've done each of these modifications separately, and I'm just honored to have the chance to throw them all together and create this unique model that has never been done before.
Her research could lead to better ways to deliver drugs straight to the source of an illness without the cost and ethical concerns of animal testing. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.